Romans chapter 5, verse 13 through 17, the parentheses chapters, no mercy. I thought I'd start with a quote I'd read. I texted it to a friend of mine in the Lord this morning because of a conversation that we had had. It's funny, I'm involved in a lot of group texts. I'm not one of what you'd call social media, but I get involved in these group texts. And boy, you want to hear silence in a text or shut people down, just quote scripture or mention the Lord's name, and all of a sudden it's, you know, end of conversation. And so I took this quote from the Pilgrim's Progress, and Christian said, "And if they are mute when dealt with by vessels of clay, what will they do when they shall be rebuked by the flames of a devouring fire?" And it's ever so true, and that really is germane to the message this morning. No mercy. I had read this in the Pilgrim's Progress about no mercy, and I'm rereading that. I'm almost done, and rereading it for the I don't know how many times, and it's always, it's like the Word of God's always something new. But I had read something in there about Moses, and when I brought it up, Melissa was just about asleep, and I said, "You've got to hear this," and it struck her the same way, and I don't know how that it shall strike you. But anyway, in Romans chapter 5, we'll begin in verse 13 down through verse 17. "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law." Now, there's a whole message there, and I'd love to preach it, but I'm not going to do that this morning. "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Christ Jesus, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Have you ever considered that the law, we all know about the law, even lost people or people, the law, God's law, shows no mercy. Did you know that? There's no mercy in the law. I mean, it's steadfast. It's sort of like what we used to read in the Word of God, the law of the Medes and Persians. That thing was irreversible. And there's no mercy in God's law. In the Pilgrim's Progress, Moses attempted to actually kill Faithful, one of the characters in the progress. Moses. And you don't think about that thing. Well, I've got news for you. If Moses were here today without Christ, we'd all have a death sentence, you see, because we've all broken the law. And we've done much more than gather sticks on the Sabbath, you see. And though he cried to Moses for mercy, he's crying out, mercy. And Moses three times tried to kill him. And he cried for mercy. But you've got to hear this. Moses said, "I know not how to show mercy." Isn't that an incredible statement? I know not how to show mercy. And he didn't. Because mercy was not integrated into God's law. It was steadfast, you see. No mercy in the law. None. And that's why I preach to find men guilty before God. It's not me, but God that can show mercy. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think you're going to find mercy with men, you're going to have a long, hard life. It's not going to come, you see. And that sets up the very foundation of the cross right there. That is the cross. Because of the condemnation. that in the law there is no mercy. Justice, but no mercy. The justice was death to sinners as faithful. But the mercy was and is Christ. He came and he fulfilled that law in that he died for those that are his. The law said, I'm a sinner. Now I must die. The gospel is as simple as that. I'm a sinner and I must die. And that Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Austin Brown texted me yesterday. We were having a discussion. He's a neighbor of mine, and he said something very poignant and so very true. He said, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, amen. Are you? You see, I'm a sinner. I'm chief of sinners. I'm a sinner saved by grace. There's a glorious hymn we used to sing. We just don't sing hymns anymore like we did. And that is, it was called, It's Still the Blood. It's Still the Blood. And in this, one of the verses, this song, the old accuser said, well, he's a sinner and he must die. And that was true. It was the law. Wherein Christ says, Father, wait, Father, I'll go and I'll pay their sin debt in Calvary's flow. And boy, when you sing it, the song used to just bring me to tears. Wow, I mean, it was just an incredible thing. You see, the law, I'm guilty. By grace, I'm saved. 1 John 3, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. That's why he was made. That's why he became sin, that we might become his righteousness. And how so? By fulfilling that very law. Turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12. For there's no respect to persons with God, and there isn't. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. Do you see that? And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. So some judgment shall come by the law, whether in or out of the law, those who know not Christ. But not as it was with Moses, but with Christ. You say, well, what are you saying? Well, look at verse 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by what? Jesus Christ. According to my gospel. I can say the same thing as Paul today. You and I are going to be judged by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. The gospel that I preach. All men will be judged according to the gospel. Which, by the way, Colossians 1:23, we're all without excuse, was preached to every creature which is under heaven. That's what the Bible says. That's why I believe the Bible. You see, as those who crucify to themselves God afresh. For without Christ, the full weight of the law is in force. The full weight. And ironically, it shall also be by Christ. It's not preached, but Christ can be for you, or he can be against you. You see? I mean, that's just the way it is. But to those in Christ, a great grace through the body of Christ. Ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. Turn to Romans chapter 7. We're going to pretty much be in Romans today, which is wonderful for me. Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Romans 7, 4 is the key to the gospel. Wherefore, my brethren, hello, brethren, ye are become dead to the law by what? The body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Now, there's a lot of folks, I'm fixing to officiate a wedding, and I by no means in favor of divorce, but sometimes those things just don't work out, and most of the people that got married the first time, they didn't get married in Christ. I'll just tell you straight up, they did not. And much as that divorce is, the remarriage. It's amazing to me that people make the same mistake. And they marry and they marry for the same reason, and they marry the same, and they wonder why it doesn't work, and they've been married 3, 4, 5 times. And so it is in religion. But God made a way. He said, he doesn't believe in divorce, so he just killed him. First guy died. So they're free to remarry, you see. And a lot of them make same, and they put the cross of Christ underfoot. Wait a minute, you said you were saved. Wait a minute, you made a profession. You said I do. You see, it's like that. And in light of Isaiah 64, Isaiah said, "Thou art wroth." He's talking to God. "For we have sinned, and we have. We are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness is as filthy rags," etc. And when I hear that, I just go, the grace of Christ, his death on the cross, becomes too enormous to comprehend. And those of you that have been, you know that. There's no bragging in grace but contrition. It lays you low. So I asked, did he die for you? Did he die for you? Not me. Doesn't matter if he died for me if he didn't die for you. You see? Did he pay your sin debt? I preached a message I don't know, 20 some odd years ago. For me, it doesn't matter if he died for you. I mean, I'm glad for you. But that doesn't help me one bit. But that he died for me, you see. Or would Moses and the law still be upon you? Remember, Moses himself couldn't escape that law. He didn't get to see the very promised land that he was bound for. He was prohibited from that land because he trespassed against God. Moses. The curse of the law is without repentance. Remember the likes of Achan, and he repented, you know. He took a Babylonish garment. Who doesn't own such today, you might say? Esau, Judas, all with bitter tears, turned away without mercy. No mercy. And you, what about you? When the weight of all this penetrates your very soul, one cannot but fall to the earth from which they were made, from which they came, and cry out as one dead. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Mercy. 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 But Moses said to faithful, he was the law, I know not how to show mercy. And thus saith the Lord, thus saith the law. I'll give you a tidbit. If you would turn in your Bible back to Deuteronomy 28. And we could read so many, we could spend all day reading verses such as this. But if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we'll just read verse 58 through 61. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sickness and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Boy, I wonder about that now because of all these plagues upon us. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And that's not the half of it. That's just the beginning. I must consider the, I call them demonizations, the denominations, even till this very day that profess law. Now, I've been parts of some of those. I've been in some holiness movements, and they were big time law. And the weight of that law day by day upon them, and especially Campbellites, they call the Church of Christ, we call them Campbellites, Papists, Catholic, what we call Catholics, their works, they are works salvation. That's law. And you're not going to get there. You're not going to make it. The Bible says, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Do you hear it? Look at Galatians chapter 4. Turn over a few pages from Romans, if you're wherever you're at. Turn to Galatians chapter 4 and look at verse 4 and 5. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made what? Under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. I can say, oh, what a Savior. He bore that law for me. To be out from underneath the weight of that law, of Moses, the very Moses, who would look at me and say, I know no mercy. I have no mercy. Didn't even know what it was. I'll pay their sin debt. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Who has heard? And this is not a light thing at all. Because the Bible says, for the gifts and calling of God are what? Without repentance. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. You can't go back. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 29. And Romans 11 gives an even greater mercy in that it states because of there that Israel's unbelief, that you and I'm preaching to Gentiles, we receive mercy. Incredible. Because of their unbelief. Because of their non-repentance, you see. You and I grafted into a tree that I've no right to. I was wild. God didn't take a chance on me. I feel that way. But he didn't. And he grafted me into that tree. A pure tree. Whereby now I can cry. Meaning led by the Spirit of God. Abba. Father. When I consider all the religious movements and denominations that I've come through. I mean, time wouldn't allow me. Romans chapter 4, verse 4. Now to him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned of grace. For all those poor people still trying to, but of debt. They still owe. That's a terrible thing. You know why it's a terrible thing? Because God paid it. Christ paid it. And they're still trying to pay a debt that's already been paid. And that's an awful thing, you see. The bondage of Sinai was more than I or any other man could ever bear or pay. Thank God for grace. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the cross. The blood and Christ Jesus the Lord. Because Moses would have slain me, and he'd have slain you as sure as we sit here. As Christ shall yet slay those who trod his sacrifice underfoot. Hebrews chapter 6. Said it'd be better if you'd never known. Now before one say they're free to sin or live as they like, I must remind you again of Romans chapter 2, verse 14, verse 15. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, they're a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. God writes that law. God wrote that law in my heart. He gave me a new mind. He took my heart and he wrote his law in it. Not so that I'm still in bondage, but what's wrong with doing right? But see, now I want to do right. Am I perfect? No. But now I want to do right. Do I want to be perfect? Yeah. Romans chapter 3 and verse 27. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. I preached many years ago in the tabernacle, the law of faith. By the law of faith. And that's not Sinai. That's the grace and spirit of Christ in a willing obedience to the Word of God. Now, let's conclude in our text. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 through verse 21. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men. This is right after our text, the parentheses. To condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace, thank God, did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And then you can't stop there. You've got to read the first two verses of Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? I don't know if a Sunday goes by. I don't quote that. How? You see, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The gospel. The gospel. As Bunyan's dream, faithful, saved from Moses by one, Jesus Christ, so must you and I also be saved by such. We must be. Romans chapter 5, if you look at verse 5 through verse 11, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by what? The Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We've got the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, given unto the children of God. It's an amazing thing. And so many people profess Christ without any Holy Ghost, without anything of the Holy Ghost at all. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in that God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen. Wow. Glory. What a Savior. The atonement. The atonement. I should go back, preach on the atonement. There's a glorious message there, the atonement, that the likes of MacArthur and Washer eschew and declare it was only his death. You see, beware of all who deny the blood, because this I can tell you, without it, there is no remission of sins. There is no atonement. There is no forgiveness. And there is no mercy. Father, I thank you, Lord. Mercy. Grace. Dying for the unrighteous. How incredible. How glorious and how marvelous. The incomprehensible gift to man. You became a man and you died as a man. You didn't die as God because you took on sin. Thank you, Father, for mercy. In the name and the only name, the only Lord of Lords and King of Kings and High Potentate, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.